This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report. The issue today is forgetting. We're living through a time where a single issue has come to dominate GLBTI politics. Time was only a couple of years ago, the phone lines and the SMSs fell silent if I mentioned the word marriage on the air. Now it's the one drumbeat we hear all the time. But for some in our community, the emphasis on marriage seems a bit overdone. They point out that achieving marriage equality will still leave a whole raft of other issues to be dealt with. It's not a magic bullet. Some of those other issues are mightily important. Discrimination is still widespread outside the cities, and often within them too. Violence is still a considerable problem, even within our own communities. And while the acronym may stand for gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, gender and intersex, not everyone, as Kevin Rudd might say, gets a fair shake of the sauce bottle. So I want today to touch on just a few of the issues that tend to get forgotten. The care of our elders, and especially those with Alzheimer's, the dangers faced by our brothers and sisters in other countries of the Commonwealth, and the invisibility and scorn endured by the bisexuals among us. Norman Radican of Alzheimer's Australia in South Australia tells us about his GLBTI community program. Rob Lake, the Executive Director of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, will talk about the push for decriminalisation at the upcoming Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Perth. And James Dominguez of the Bisexual Alliance Victoria explains what it's like to be marginalised in two communities at once. And riding shotgun with me today, a very special guest, Melbourne-born but Sydney-based, as he very proudly says, journalist and author Steve Dow. Good afternoon, Steve.
G'day, Doug. I'm bicultural, I think. Melbourne.
The Australian equivalent of being bicoastal over in the States, I guess.
Absolutely, without my maracas like Peter Allen.
Now, you're visiting us for the weekend, and you're actually going to be on Saturday Magazine too, aren't you?
I am. I'm talking to Macca tomorrow morning.
Ah, but that's because you've got a book out.
I have. I've got a little e-book out. It's out there in the ether.
You can talk about that on SatMag. We don't want to talk about it here today, but if you want to know what it is and if you want to know where to find it, if you look at my website, rainbowreporter.com, you'll find links through to Steve's website and also to Amazon. Now, we begin today's programme with Warren Talbot from the LGBTI Health Alliance. He's reporting back from a round table that was called to discuss the Productivity Commission's call for the aged care system to do more for its GLBTI clients. Well, this week, a landmark event took place in Sydney as community representatives and the Minister for Ageing met to discuss improving Australia's aged care system to meet the needs of LGBTI people. That's been a focus of a special two-day event, and one of the people there was the General Manager of the National LGBTI Health Alliance, Warren Talbot, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Warren.
Hello, Doug.
So, how did the meeting go?
We thought it was an outstanding success, not just in terms of getting the round table off the ground for the first time, but we spent more than 2 hours with the Federal Minister for Ageing, and I think he listened and participated very respectfully with the 40 or so people there, and seemed to me he understood our concerns and seemed to me to take them on board, and that's probably one of the best hearings we've ever received.
Now, what kind of issues did you bring up?
There are a whole range of issues, and the Health Alliance will, of course, be putting them together in a report, but a couple that may be of interest, one of which is accreditation standards for aged care services, that's both residential services and also services in the communities. We believe there needs to be a check of some sort in the standards in terms of quality of service delivery for LGBTI people.
So wait a minute, before we go on from there, what's the problem here? What do you need these standards for? Because, I mean, we've heard lots of stories about elder LGBTI people feeling obliged to go back into the closet when they access aged care because they don't know how their carers are going to react to finding out that they're gay. Is that what this is intended to address?
That's part of it, and you've partly answered your own question. Some of the stories we heard at the round table were people who were receiving aged care community packages having to de-homosexualise their house or their unit before the carer arrives. And that's in anticipation of having someone who's fairly prejudiced in their views or having to deal with someone who's much more sort of directly anti-LGBTI than that. And as your listeners are aware, a lot of aged care services are run by faith-based organisations, and that's all fine. But we heard a large number of reports where the views of the faith-based organisation seems to carry over to that of the workers on the line.
Okay, so, I just want to bring Steve Dow in here because he's got a question for you.
Warren, what about accommodating elderly couples together in nursing homes, elderly same-sex couples? Is that a big problem?
It's a big problem in the sense that it doesn't happen at the moment to any great extent. At one point in our roundtable discussion, one of the participants was explaining to Minister Mark Butler about heterosexism in nursing homes, and the minister said, well, he thought the problem was asexualism, that even still in the aged care sector, that there isn't a recognition that our elders, whether they're LGBTI or not, are sexual beings. So we've got the general problem, but we certainly have specific problems around same-sex couples.
Yes, I remember this being an issue with my mother when she was in aged care because she started a relationship with one of the guys in the home, and the home rang me and said, what did I want them to do about it? And I was a bit nonplussed by this, and I said, well, she's 80-odd years old. I think she can make her own mind up. I mean, she may be suffering from dementia, but I think she still knows what she wants. To which the response was, oh, well, we'll just have to keep her out of the way when his wife comes visit.
Doug, Australia has a bit of a sorry policy history in this front. I mean, there were a couple of good attempts made under the years of the Hawke-Keating government, that they were reversed in the very early years of the Howard government. And now it seems to me we have, for the first time, a federal minister for ageing who's prepared to tackle these sort of issues in an upfront sort of way. So we are at a good time in terms of an opportunity to press for some well-needed reforms.
Warren, what's often not understood is that elderly men make up the group with the highest suicide rate in the community, and there's anecdotal evidence of significant levels of suicidal thoughts among GLBTI seniors. How well does the minister understand that this is an acute issue, an urgent issue?
That was Steve, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve, look, I'm not quite sure. We didn't actually quiz that. Although, and obviously I can't anticipate the thoughts of the Minister, at the same time, because he's the Minister for Mental Health and Ageing, it seems to me that he is aware of some of those sort of issues. And from the Alliance's point of view, because he has funded us for a two-year Mind Out project in terms of LGBTI mental health and suicide prevention, one of the things that we're much more aware of now, not only, but partly as a result of the roundtable, is the overlap in terms of the mental health suicide work we're doing and also what we need to be doing in terms of ageing.
Okay, so what's the substantive outcome of all this? I mean, has the minister put anything on the table, has made any promises about what he's going to do and when he's going to do it?
From the Alliance's point of view, the substantive outcome that we're seeking is we believe there needs to be an LGBTI strategic plan in terms of ageing. That's there in the Productivity Commission report. It's not actually a recommendation, unfortunately, but it is there, strong support from the Commission. And we put forward the case to the Minister for that. Naturally, yesterday he didn't respond to the specifics. He's doing a lot of community consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much up to the Alliance and the members of the Alliance to keep the pressure on over the next 5 or 6 months to make sure that we do get an outcome, because in my experience, unless we actually name up front LGBTI issues, we are not going to get the best outcome.
Well, no, this is true in everything. I think it's the same argument that we had with the AFL way back when. They said, no, we don't mention LGBTI specifically in our anti-discrimination policies, but it does cover it. And, of course, it doesn't unless you actually spell it out. So is there going to be some kind of report back to you from the minister after this to give you, you know, is there a further meeting plan to kind of look at progress on these issues?
The first step in the process is that in about 3 weeks' time, the Alliance will report to the Minister and the Department, and then there will be feedback from both of those cases. There are some immediate things that can be done, and we'll be pressing for those. And they are as simple as there are a couple of very important ageing and aged care consultation committees that the Alliance is not represented on.
Right.
So we'll be pressing within a matter of days for representation on those things. And the minister indicated, he didn't say yes yesterday, but he indicated that they were straightforward things to deal with.
Right.
And they're simple tests for the department.
Yeah.
Does the department want to take our concerns seriously, or do they want to fudge and defer and defer?
Yeah. So it's basically a question of you've got to keep on their backs.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Warren, and we look forward to hearing about more progress further down the track.
Great. Thanks, Doug, and catch you later, Steve.
Great. That was Warren Talbot there from the National LGBTI Health Alliance. Care for our elders is all the more difficult and pressing if they're afflicted with dementia. Next up, we'll talk to Norman Radican from Alzheimer's Australia.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.